everyone. Today we're fortunate to have with us Elle Klass. She is the author of the book As Snow Falls, as well as the new series Baby Girl. Let me tell our listeners a little bit about your book As Snow Falls. And here's a brief synopsis of the book. It is the 20th century in California, and the main character, a woman, has lived her life to the fullest. Nestled in her favorite spot during a snowstorm, she recalls the events of her life from her earliest memories of resisting birth and losing that futile battle to finding her true love and their beautiful family. There are monkey wrenches thrown in at every turn, and she struggles to find her place. Demonic teachers, cliquish students, her nightmare job, a love lost, and an earthquake that threatens her family. Through her harrowing and dark story, she finds light, justice, and true love. She is a humble and lovable character who is quite ordinarily extraordinary. Her story is every woman's story. For our listeners, if you enjoy reading provocative fiction that will make you think about your own life and loves and past, you will certainly enjoy As Snow Falls. Would you say that's a pretty good overview of the book, Elle?
I would. It really is. The book is just a lady's life, but it's all of the good, all of the bad. It's a love story. It's not just a love story with the men that she's entangled with. There's two that she kind of has going on, but there's her family, her children, her grandchildren, all of it.
Great. And how long did it take you to write As Snow Falls?
Well, as a teacher, I take advantage of my summers. So I wrote the first rough draft in one summer. It took me about 2 months to write it out when I initially got the idea for it. But it has gone through about 8 years of editing. As I gave it to different individuals to read, get their ideas. I took their ideas, edited from there, until I eventually sent it to an editor, had it professionally edited, and put it together. It was actually a loss of a friend of mine that really promoted me to finally do something with the book, because it probably would have sat on the shelf forever. But a friend of mine had passed away, and he always encouraged me to do the things I wanted to do. The only thing I could think of when he passed away was, I need to publish this book. So I set my mind forward from that day. That was January 1st, New Year's 2013, to publish it, and I did 9 months later.
Good for you. And ironically, 9 months later would be the same time it takes to birth a baby.
Yes. That's about and that was only the final editing process.
For listeners who may not already know, Elle does have two full-time jobs. She's a school teacher by day on the East Coast, and by night, she's an author. Have you found that those two jobs blend well together?
No, my teaching job is very busy because I have, 20 students or more in my classroom every class period. So I'm busy with them. I don't have time to think about, writing, promoting, reading, any of that while they're in my classroom. It isn't until when I get home in the evening, when it's my chill out time, that I can take out my computer and I can kind of like dissolve into my own little world when I start writing.
Was this your first book?
Yes, this is the first book that I published. I have others I've written. I have many others that I've written, but this is the first one that I've published.
And they're all fictional, is that correct?
Yeah, everything is fiction. If I want to stick to nonfiction, I'll watch the news. I like fiction. Because it's I can put myself into a different world, and I like that.
You can create your own world, create your own characters.
Well, and I do. I create characters. And most of my characters are a fiction of my imagination. But occasionally, they kind of like mold somebody I don't like in the book after somebody I know, and they're that I don't like, and they're guaranteed to die.
Very cathartic process, isn't it?
It is, but it makes me feel so much better, yeah. It's like, ooh, yeah, I got rid of that person, all right, but.
So how long have you been writing commercially?
Since I published As Snow Falls. Since then, I published the book, then I have a short story series that I've started. They're only available on Kindle, my Baby Girl series. But I also have been doing a lot of book reviews, which some of those have actually been published in the eMag, and they're all on my blog. Not all of them, but many of them, the ones that I really like, I put on my blog. But I've only been doing that since I published As Snow Falls, since last fall.
So that's really been a transformational event for you, the loss of your friend and then the decision to move forward.
Yeah, and it's been a very busy year. I don't have time to think about much. I go to work and then I come home and I write and I don't have time to think about really anything else. I'm busy 24/7.
And do you find while you're teaching that you're running ideas through your head as a writer, or are you able to compartmentalize your life that way?
I compartmentalize pretty well because the kids keep me busy. They keep me very busy. But it is on occasion that their characters, you may even see some characters in my books to take after certain students. I actually have a book that I will publish one day that I really took like a combination of characters from my students and combine them into maybe one character. It's a book all about school and a biology teacher, which I'm a science teacher. But that may be another year or two into the future. But for the most part, no. My work is, you know, teaching is teaching, and I'm busy with them, not thinking about writing. And then when I'm home, writing is writing. Most of my best writing and best words come to me late at night, which is unfortunate because I have to wake up at 6:30 in the morning, so I don't have time to write it all down. So what I do now, a friend of mine bought me a tablet, and it sits right beside my bed. So I sit there, and I type stuff in as it starts to come to me at night, and I read it the next morning, and I can kind of make sense of it because I'm half awake when I write it. But I do kind of do that now just to get the main idea out. So when I do go back to it, it'll be there, even in a very rough way. It'll be there.
I think that's so important, and I appreciate you sharing that with people because a lot of writers think you have to sit down in front of a desk at 6 o'clock every morning and you have 2 hours to write and it must be a discipline, and you know that it's a creative discipline that cannot really be harnessed or set to a watch effectively. So when the gift comes, you better be prepared to unwrap it and do something with it or lose it.
Oh yeah, well, and that takes it back to when I did NaNoWriMo in 2013. I've never done it before, never even heard of it before, and I found it and I thought, well, that sounds interesting. So I did it. And I wrote a 50,000 word novel, which I hope to publish come October this year. It's being edited right now. You know, the whole goal of the contest is you write 50,000 words in a month. And anybody that makes that 50,000 word mark in a month, the month of November, wins the contest. So like I went over 52 or 53 was the original, like when I went in November when I finished the novel. It's now close to 60 because I've added to it since then. It's being published, being edited now, so the editing will change the word count a little bit. But the great thing about that was it really doesn't matter what you're writing. You are just writing to write. Just write. You just get it all out on paper, and you can go back and tweak it all later. But to me, it was just like, ooh, this is my creativity. So I actually, and I had to get up at 6:30 in the morning, but I would still sit up till 2 o'clock in the morning writing because I would come home from work and I'd just break out my computer and I would just write.
Name of that contest again?
It's called NaNoWriMo.
Which stands for?
National Novel Writing Month. I think I got that right.
Oh, okay. All right. So anybody who is an aspiring novelist out there should go out online and type in NaNoWriMo and see if they can't find it and check it out.
Yeah, it's just, to me, it was just an excuse to write, and it was fun, and I loved it.
So what are you working on now that readers can look for in the future?
The Storm, which is the novel that I wrote for NaNoWriMo. That's also being edited, so both of those are going to come back to me, which combined we're talking, it'll be editing about roughly 90,000 words. So that's going to be a huge goal for the summer, is getting both of those done. But I also hope to finish the last segment of Baby Girl, which is Baby Girl 4, and get that out to my editor before summer ends. Like by August, I hope to get that out to my editor so I can get that back. I'd like to have that released, the last segment, Baby Girl 4, by December. I'd be happy.
Wouldn't that be great? Yeah. And as Snow Falls is a standalone novel, it's not part of a series, it's a standalone book. For those people that are interested in getting their copy, they can go out to your website at lclass.weebly.com. And LClass spelled E-L-L-E, K as in kangaroo, L-A-S-S, so that's LClass. And you also have a blog, don't you, at the troubledoyster.blogspot.com, right?
Yes. My blog is kind of like my little baby.
You have book reviews out on the blog as well?
I do a lot of book reviews for various authors. Sometimes I have authors that I have publishers that will come to me occasionally and go, hey, can you review this book for me? I have various authors that will send me emails. I have a link on my blog, like you can put your email address in and you can email me directly from my blog. So I'll get different authors that you know, email me and say, hey, can you review my book? So I get a lot of requests for book reviews, which is where most of the book reviews I have on there are from.
Excellent. For our listeners who are eager to order their copy today of As Snow Falls, you can get a personally autographed copy by visiting L-Class's new website, lclass.weebly.com, and they're also available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble and other online retailers. And then, of course, you want everybody to check out the troubledoyster.blogspot.com to check out book reviews and information about L. And I think that about wraps it up for today. Again, you can get a copy of As Snow Falls by visiting Elle's website or head out to Amazon. If you want a personally autographed copy, be sure to go out to Elle's website. I appreciate, Elle, that you came out today to spend some time with us, and I thank our listeners for joining me today, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.